We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we had full phone lines, but then the folks dropped off. We got tons of texts. But if you want to react to what David Martinez had to say, to me, to other parts of the story, you certainly can. 651-989-9226. I'm all for individuals standing up and speaking out and protesting. I've said how many times on this station, on the fan, it is staggering what is going on with racism in our country. In 2018, when kids are walking, you know, or selling newspapers or going to pools or living their lives and how they're targeted. The number of friends of mine, my girlfriend, a person of color, targeted. It is disgusting. And it is naive how so many people are unwilling to address it. I'm all for those protests. But to then go to a level, as Mr. Martinez did in these incidents, in physically threatening and feeling like that was the right way to do it, stand up. Protest. Be willing to get arrested if you really believe in it. But basically, including the Target Field situation, you're a bleeping moron. You're a bleeping idiot. Don't touch me. You're about to get smacked. Something similar at the library. Again, don't be afraid to challenge. But to say that this is what you should do to physically threaten violence when you feel like someone is being mistreated, including yourself, And this is what others should do. Show support to people willing to stand up and take the criticism. But to me, he's going too far. What's happening in other stations, I did not hear what happened on KQ. I don't know what Suchi Boy's up to. I didn't hear the Fox 9 interview. I might have agreed with him. I might have disagreed with him. My point on KQ was only, listen, if he's ripping them and they don't know him, if he's saying he doesn't know them, he's ripping them, isn't he doing the same thing? All right, let's get to some of the texts. Let's take a phone call here, though, first. 651-989-9226. Ron is in St. Paul Park. Go ahead, Ron.
As I listened, I thought he sounds very somewhat intelligent. If you could read through the anger or his motives, I wondered what his background was. And is he, he's fighting for these rights and standing up, but what is his background? Was he privileged and wants to give back? Was he fighting a single mom or any of these? And what's leading to this is my question.
Well, that part, I don't know his background. I should know more about that, I guess. I dealt with these particular incidents and how he reacted. Listen, we're all, to a certain degree, creatures of what we face individually, and it's going to resonate more if we do. But you certainly can have opinions about things and be willing to step up and defend others, even if you haven't faced it. But it's going to stand out even more if you've had to face it yourself. There's no doubt.
Well, the other part of it, you handled it well because you let him speak and carry on. And I appreciate listening to what he had to say. And if I was a voter in that city, I can tell you that's not my guy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call. 651-989-9226. Anger management class for David would be a great idea. David Martinez does some valid points. However, I find his behavior rude and irrational. It's clear he doesn't have the skills necessary to be an effective and objective member of the council. Well, that's part of the concern, right, where you can have plenty of the knowledge in these areas, the ability to say your side, but there's going to be back and forth. City councils can be very contentious, sometimes can be way too contentious. Confrontations happen too often. They can get ugly. People can be just bullies and obnoxious. But if you're in this position, you have to be resolute in what you believe. You have to be strong. You have to have your convictions. But you have to have the ability to articulate in a way that you're going to make your case as effective as possible, and it shouldn't in the end involve threatening physical violence if you don't get your way. And that's a lot of what took place at the library and at Target Field. You were too polite and patient with the jerk. However, no one would vote for someone like him to make a decision for our city. I don't agree that no one would vote for him. I don't think this has helped him. It's raised the profile. It's caused people to know about him. I don't think it's helped him, though, myself. But I don't think that he's automatically done because of it. I think if you're telling me it was a net positive or net negative, in my view, it's negative. City council member, can anyone walk in and try to win a seat or what? I'm in shock by the way he chooses to conduct himself. So thankful I don't live in St. Paul to worry about this idiot who could possibly represent me. I'm not blaming St. Paul for this. We can have individuals who are unique, who are bullies, who threaten violence, or believe to be a social justice warrior in a lot of different places. Based on David's attitude during the interview, I would not want him to come to my defense. He would only make matters worse. This is not the way to get your point across. By talking over someone threatening violence, will not receive my vote. I would never vote for him. He has problems. Would it be a catastrophe? Somebody's mad that I put him on. Other people are glad I did put him on. A few more texts here before we go to Laura. Chad, he's mostly right, but has temper control issues. But the right threatens more violence. Remember, they hang Obama shirt and comments. Yeah, the filth of racism that is out there right now, or the hatred on the fringes, is amazing. We're coming up on about 1 year after Charlottesville and the white supremacists and the white rise of white power that has taken place. Right. And again, birtherism. What was birtherism all about? It was about a black man who finally was president. And if you're a person of color and have to face that on an everyday basis or see it, it would infuriate you. I hope it infuriates you if you're a white person, too. But how you deal with it, how you approach it, how you are an agent for change, how you accept certain things at a point when either you're kicked out and arrest is going to take place, I think can be fairly telling. And in some of those comments, I think he went just way too far. 2:10. Sorry for the getting late to Laura, but wanted to react to that. Here is Laura with an update. Dara will be in the house 2:35. Carter should be back tomorrow. Lindsay's off until Monday. My father, I'll have a conversation with him. We're also trying to line up an interview with a very well-known politician for tomorrow's show. We're hoping that takes place. Yeah, we're trying to get Donald Trump to come back in studio tomorrow. And we also believe we've lined up an interview with the Queen. We're going to chat with the Queen today. We thought it made more sense to chat with Queen tomorrow after she has sat down with the president. Here's one last point, though, on David Martinez, but it's about racism that still happens in this country way too often. This is Uber. So this is after the CEO took over the vow to remake what had become a toxic culture. Uber's head of human resources, Leanne Hornsey, abruptly resigned after an investigation in her conduct. The inquiry focused on how she handled employees' complaints about racism, according to a Reuters report. She leaves just 1 month after an equally abrupt departure of their chief brand officer. Bozama St. John's now leads the marketing at L.A. talent agency called Endeavor. St. John's previously had worked at Apple, became the highest-ranking African-American at Uber when she was hired last year with the mission of remaking the company's bruising brand image. According to Reuters, an anonymous group of employees, people of color, charged that Hornsey and Uber's human rights department ignored complaints about racial behavior at the company. The group also maintained that Hornsey used discriminatory language and made derogatory comments about St. John, as well as the company's global head of diversity and inclusion, who is also African-American. Think about this. She comes on to be the head of HR and to deal with complaints and to try to take them out of the morass that they've been in because of the behavior of the man who started it and some of his top people, and the HR person is not responding to complaints of racism and then is mocking other African Americans in the company. That's some of the BS that continues to go on in our country on an enormous way with a company as powerful as Uber, and then in a day-to-day way. And so that's where some of Martinez's points are right on, but it's his methods and his actions where I just disagree to how far he goes. And sometimes you got to stand up. Sometimes you have to be willing to be arrested. But to literally threaten the violence and then say you do it again, I'm telling you, I recognize the problem. I detest the problem. I hate the problem. But that method is not the way to go. Okay, plenty of serious stuff today. Let's get to a lighter one, the Build-A-Bear controversy. The Build-A-Bear controversy. Hammer, you don't have children, but I'm sure you're willing to not be if you want to say you hate children, you could. But
I have two nieces I love very much, okay. So I can relate to this.
Build-A-Bear, I've been a part of the Build-A-Bear line. I've given money to Build-A-Bear. They've given me a product back. It's not like I've just, you know, given them $10. So Build-A-Bear offered up Pay Your Age Day. It's kind of like the Wilds here in town, which for years has been pay the temperature. Probably wouldn't be real good today.
No,
if they did heat index today, the Wilds would be a ripoff.
It would be.
Humidity dew point. Overrated, by the way.
Oh.
I'll still take this over winter. I will take, if you'd rather the extreme of 91 with dew point 75 or 12 below and wind at 20 miles an hour. Which way are you going?
I'm on team winter.
God, seriously.
I'm that guy.
Okay, I'll remind you that when you're walking like five blocks, about 6 months from now, and you're frozen. But Build-A-Bear, so again, the pay your age. So the Build-A-Bear crowd was just fired. Is there a big Build-A-Bear community?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Well, apparently there is, Hammer.
There must be, though.
Because in the UK, 9 hour waits were common.
9 hour waits.
9 hours for Build-A-Bear. Now, I get some people, and too many in society, financially are facing some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure everybody who was waiting in that line for 9 hours was facing financial challenges. So I am not in any way dismissing or criticizing the folks who normally can't afford. But some people just see a deal and they are hypnotized. It's like, now I love me some tacos.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm a big taco guy.
You are.
But honestly, if there's a free taco thing, if there's a free donut thing, or there's a free bagel thing, sometimes people will wait hours upon hours when you could maybe pay a $1.50. You know?
I'll walk by. The line's too long. I'm like, I'll move on.
Are you a line waiter?
Not really, no. I mean, it has to be a really special event for me to wait in line, and even then it's like a reach.
Yeah, I am. I'm not patient enough. I'm not a very hot take. I'm about a 1 on the scale of patience.
Not you.
Mall of America, people were lining up at 6 a.m. 500 people are lined up. Somebody says winter in a heartbeat. You have no heart, person. You have no, kidding. No, summer. Listen, this summer stinks so far.
It does.
Too much rain, storms. I mean, horrible rain.
We miss spring. Say,
no spring, but again, 15 below, 30-mile-an-hour winds.
It builds character.
And you're walking. No, it doesn't. It does not. The original promo was canceled due to safety concerns. Anyone who could pay their age for the collection of furry friends. I don't know if we still have any Build-A-Bears at home. Maybe in the basement. Okay, I sleep with one, but don't hold it against me. The prices are between $6 and $75, but most sell in the $20 to $32 range. Let's just stay in the $20 to $32 range. For the folks who can afford it, I'm going to say that again. I'm not trying to dismiss the folks who can't.
Yes.
How many hours are you going to wait to save $20? $20?
It'd be cheaper just to go to Target and buy the stuffed animal.
Yes. The opportunity cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need to hear from the Build-A-Bear community right now. What's with you folks? And are you a line person? Some people kind of like it. Like, I'll give you another example. When Apple rolls out the phone and people are going to wait in line for multiple days as opposed to waiting maybe 5 days and getting the same phone, mm-hmm. or waiting multiple days to see the premiere of a movie, which if you wait 2 more days, you can see.
My favorite are the people waiting in line to get to the state fair.
Yes, it's going to be there.
You have 10 days of it.
I get it for some. It's a tradition. Mm-hmm. It's a ritual. Is it worth that much?
No, it's not.
I just don't think so. So help me understand the phenomenon of the line waiters, the Build-A-Bear community. Is there something that you've waited in line for? Now, if it's like to get that on Cypress Point, yeah, sign me up. I'm going to wait in the line. There's tons of things in life I would still love to do. There's millions. I just don't want to sit there for 3, 4, 5 hours plus. It's a bear. For a lot of people, they could go there tomorrow and they would be fine paying the $20.
I've waited in line for one thing in my entire life.
To meet Dan Cook.
No.
Oh.
Tickets for SummerSlam 1999 at Target Center.
Was it worth it?
I slept outside Target Center to get tickets, and I got to say, in a weird way, it was.
Okay, well, then
I wouldn't do it again.
You're with the Build-A-Bear community.
In that case, I was, yes.
All right, I want line phone calls. Can you handle lines? You detest lines. You have a line story. You waited for something, what you would wait for. Phone calls would be fine. Text would be fine. You also, in the sidetrack issue, you can tell me that you like this better than summer, or you like hardcore winter better than this. If you like hardcore winter better than this, you're wrong. I mean, it's just the show policy. You're wrong. I mean, I'm not a fan of this, but remind yourself, 20 below. I keep making the winter worse and worse. 20 below, and now it's 70 mile an hour wind. 651-989-9226. Or text away on the line discussion, 81807. Darren the House in about 5. Get to some of the texts here, including this last one that came in. I hate lines. I remember waiting for an hour and a half for a water ride on a hot day at Valley Fair. We must have went through 5 or 6 cattle corrals. Yeah, that's the tough part, Hammer, when you're just snaking around and around, and you think, okay, it's one more. No, it's 2 more. No, 3 more. I remember I was with Q at Wisconsin Dells. This is 4 or 5 years ago, and we got to the top after we weighed, and he looks at me and goes, I don't want to go down the ride. I go, we're going on the ride.
You come this far, we're finishing this.
I don't want to go on the ride. I go, can we please go on the ride? He goes, okay. Dara, how about your kids? Do they want you to wait in a line? Because we're talking about the Build-A-Bear situation. In the UK today, there were places where people were waiting 9 hours for a Build-A-Bear because it was pay your age.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, my kids do want me to, but I don't. I have a purely you're on your water slide on your own. I know, I'm cruel, but...
Wait a sec. You won't go on a water slide with your kids?
I hate water slides. It's not comfortable. My kids love water parks.
I think you should lose your children. I mean, I'm calling the authorities right now. Hammer, get a hold of them.
I am the only one that will take them. Their dad won't even take them to the water parks.
You're against water.
So
I
love water parks. They are actually at a water park right now
at
their day camp. Yeah. So that's also a great feeling that they're at a water park and I'm here with you. My hair looks good. There's nothing crazy going on. I don't like them. I'm sorry. I grew up in the city. They also seem a little nasty.
Filthy?
Filthy is a word, perhaps.
If you went the test. People get testy in long lines. Things can boil over. I've seen a few fights waiting for long lines. It does break up the boredom, though. Yeah, that person's right. Curious about the line situation, the Duluth Build-A-Bear. I took a walk on my lunch break. They haven't closed the store yet. The line covers half the mall. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm starting to hammer. For the folks financially in a tough position, I get it, right? Those are high-class headphones, aren't they? They're just breaking apart. But if you're in a position where you don't need it and you're willing to wait 4 or 5 hours for product that mainly costs between $20 and $32, God bless you, I guess, but I don't want to be one of you.
There's a lot.
I can't wait in lines.
I don't have the patience. You know, even when you go to an amusement park and you've paid a bazillion dollars to get in there, and then you've got one of those hour and a half lines, I'm always just like, really? Can I just come in the rain or in October? Like, is there a way to do this that maximize? I don't know. So when they're in the sun, and then the kids have to use a bathroom, someone to hold your place.
Here's what I think you should do. You go after the show. You should go out to the Build-A-Bear line. Although they shut it down out there, didn't they? You should find a long line somewhere. Wait 5-6 hours. Get the kids a Build-A-Bear and say, I love you. I've denied you the water park over and over again.
No, I take them to the water park. I just don't go up the stairs carrying a raft.
She sits in the car in the air conditioning.
No, I sit on the lounger, and then I enjoy sitting down because I am a working mother, and sometimes a lady's got to sit down.
Went to the Mall America Build-A-Bear at 10 this morning. Saw the line, was dumbfounded. I expected crop, nothing like this. I hate lines. Won't waste my time in one. Come back another way. Day. Winter's better than days like today. Well, so I was talking about of the extremes. Okay. Because I'm not talking about 20 degrees and no wind. Yeah, 20 degrees and no wind, yes, is better than 91 and dew point 75.
Yes.
But 91 and 75 to me, this is getting close to about as bad as it gets, right? We're not going to have many worse days heat-wise. So that means we're getting to 17 below, 15, 20-mile-per-hour winds. Which would you rather have?
Oh.
Summer. You can function in this.
Yeah, but you can layer up in the wind. You know, anything like above 15 degrees is pretty good. Like once you get in the below times, then I agree. That's tough. But that doesn't happen that much.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The extremes. Hammer also went winter. 12 days of that crap.
That's why
soon.
We live here. I mean, it keeps being this hot, we risk getting the very large bugs that they have in the South, and then we all have to move to Winnipeg. I can't take it. You know when you're in the South and
he's Mr. Canada, so you probably like it.
Insects the size of
birds,
and it's just terrible. You're just like, well, this is just unpleasant. What's flying at my head? Flying cockroaches. That's the worst.
That'd
come
be a problem.
On.
Flying cockroaches. Overrated, by the way. more state fair. We've been lucky with the state fair. The state fair weather the last couple years has been fantastic. Okay, let's pause. Let's get to traffic, weather, news, and then Dara has a bevy of stories, including torturing her kids. I mean, denying her kids. We'll find out what other areas Dara has denied her kids when we come back.
And now it's time for some Twin Cities culinary talk with two foodies. One actually knows what they're talking about. The other just does it to be pretentious.
What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Bringing her expert opinion, it's Minneapolis St. Paul food critic, Dara.
She's here. She went through a lot of other points where she's torturing her kids. We can't talk about on air. FCC would take us off the air.
I took them to a water park last week. You want to know? Actually, I'll give you some ammunition.
She was in the limousine,
I will
Amber.
Give
That's
you some
told us.
Ammunition to use against me.
Oh, let's go.
We go.
Yeah.
You want to know what I do at the water park? I read poetry. I literally bring poetry, and I read it because it's very...
You're better than that!
Because it's very... It's hard to focus because there's a lot of noise, and kids are constantly like, look at me, what I'm doing, and I want a quarter, and why don't we go get ice cream?
So
all these things.
Don't
so
don't pay attention to your kids read poetry.
I just am able to read a verse, and then I can just... That's exactly as much...
Hennepin County, help these kids
They're at the water park.
And you're reading poetry?
I know, it's great.
Okay, the official...
Take me away, Marion Moore.
Exactly. The official restaurants of this show, Lola's, O'Donovan's, Jake O'Connor's, and McKinney Row. So I'm in the tank, okay? I'm fully in the tank. Dermot's my...
You're literally wearing a shirt.
I'm wearing my Jake O'Connor's right now. So he's added a great accomplished chef at McKinney Row and bringing back one of the most popular food items that we've had in town. Tell people about it.
All right, so there used to be this place called the Modern Cafe in Northeast. It was one of the restaurants that kind of founded our local food scene.
Yeah.
Anybody remember it? I remember it well.
Yeah.
It was
very good.
It had been a diner, and then it turned into the Modern, and a bunch of chefs went through there, including this guy, Scott Pompeu, and Jim Grell, the original founding owner. Like, I don't want to say he invented pot roast. Everybody knows what pot roast is, but like, you know.
Be pretty good if he invented pot roast.
He did a what do I even want to say? Like, it was just the pot roast in a restaurant.
Yep.
And that was the first one that had taken that kind of, you know, classic comfort food and made it elevated in this nice way in this restaurant. Yeah. People went bonkers for it. I went bonkers for it.
It
I can
was
picture
fantastic.
It now.
Yeah.
It was so good. Then the Modern closed. It's replaced by a perfectly lovely restaurant now called the Sheridan Room. The space still is a restaurant. But Scott Pompeu went on to do this and that, founded Corner Table, did some things. And, you know, McKinney Row is just kind of just not working. Like, it was good, but it wasn't great.
They're trying to figure out.
And so they hired Scott Pompeu to take over. And so one of the first things he did was come out with different, you know, specials. And he brought back the Modern pot roast on Thursday nights. It's just like, I talk to people and they're like, I have cleared my calendar.
Yeah.
I am getting there. And then on Fridays, they're going to use the leftovers if there are any for pot roast sandwiches. And I'm
so
just
tonight,
so happy.
Tonight, you could go.
McKinney and Row. It's in East Town. I'm trying to put together something like a wine event in the fall because it's so pretty and you can go out of the park across the way. And yeah, so stay tuned. But
it's a really good item.
And it's also a nice kind of little shift in the labor market. For a long time, people were getting rid of their name brand chefs and just like, we get rid of you and we can pay two guys a quarter as much and that works out. And now it feels like the labor market in restaurants has now changed enough that people like Dermot are hiring just only really good people. They're like, I want one really good person instead of this 2.5, you know, entry level people.
Here's the deal. You tell Dermot you heard the two of us talking about it. I'll pick up your drinks. Somehow, some way, I'll pick up your drinks. So check it out. Okay. When you already have Young Joni, when you have Pizzeria Lolo, you have Hello Pizza, life's good, right?
Yeah.
So why try to accomplish even more?
I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen. But Ann Kim, you know, she used to be a children's theater star. Now she's a pizza star. Taking over the Lucia's space in Uptown and putting
Legendary place. Yeah.
A very large place. Place without parking.
Yeah, that's a very good place. I've had some serious parking problems
there. And are you going to be able to make money selling tacos? I don't know. Is this, you know, Ann Kim's first misstep? She says she's passionate about tacos. She loves Mexican food. We'll see.
It sounds like you're a little skeptical.
I'm a little more skeptical than I even thought I would be. I feel like Uptown has lost its way, and it's all about the parking.
They had that little parking spot for a while.
Lucia's, they rented that little space. That space is now has a little office tower in it. So that's gone.
Bye-bye.
And remember when you used to just be able to go to the Calhoun Square ramp and it would be $2-3, something like that? That's long gone. It's, usually $13 to get in and out of there. It's one of the more expensive ramps. And, you know, do you want to go out for tacos to – you know, across town? Like, I don't know. I'm very curious as this is going to fly or
and
not.
And when is it? Is it next year it's opening? Or?
I think in the fall.
This fall?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, never know, though.
Okay, Oprah. Oprah, her success ratio is what? About 97%, right? Her power's unbelievable. Like, look at the profile she raised with Weight Watchers. Look at the amount of money she's raised off Weight Watchers. So I was reading about this. I'm glad you brought it up. This new place that wants to get bigger and bigger, that's a healthy place. Tell people about it and why Oprah's getting involved. True Food Kitchen.
All right. This is the most forgettable name that I've ever heard. So it's called True True Food. How are you going to remember that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was actually started by somebody that I respect quite a bit, Dr. Andrew Weil. Do you know that guy?
Sure,
so he's one of the first kind of lefty wellness alternative medicine physicians to get into the mainstream. And he makes a lot of sense. I do not like people like Dr. Oz who go into Crazyville, but Dr. Weil, I think he's real. He's the real
Dr. team. Oz, of course, always in his scrubs on the show because he just got out of surgery.
Yeah.
Please.
It was just surgery on his money,
yeah.
Making it double. Yep. But anyway, so Dr. Weil, I like you know, his meditation practices. He's really conservative in that way, but sensible and evidence-based. Anyway, so he started this restaurant that is about organic foods, more vegetables, anti-inflammatory foods, red wine, you know, like very, like the things that we
Sounds
talk about.
Good.
Yeah, very simple stuff. It has grown to something like 23 locations now, and Oprah just poured a ton of money into it, and I think this could
off,
be good.
Off eating at a couple locations, she
yeah.
just fell in love so with
So she loves the way the food is, and I think it's right there. Like, I think this is the – this could be the one. Like, I would put my money on it. If I had any money, I would do that.
Do we have – oh, we do, but, like, what's our best organic kind of true food – restaurant chain that we have here in town?
People's Organic. So
yeah.
That's the spinoff of French Meadow. So Lynn Gordon here in town.
But that's a local place, right?
People's Organic is a local place.
But I'm saying a chain. Do we have a chain?
Oh, no, it's a little chain. It's a, there's a couple of them around. Yeah, there's one downtown. There's
one in Edina.
There's a couple in airports.
Ones that are in L.A. Ones that are in Austin, Texas. Ones that are in Boston, right? Do we have any organic places like that? Because, yeah, I like People's Organic. You know, you're going to pay a little bit. But I'm just trying to think of something that's nationwide. Or does she think this is going to be like the true, pun intended, test of, hey, we can make it omnipresent and we can make it organic and it's going to work?
I'm just drawing a blank on the name of the place that we also have another chain. It's not Anthro. Gosh. Agriculture. There it is. Agriculture is another place
that is based here.
Also has, you know, paleo-friendly, gluten-free-friendly, organic, very – it's nice. There's one in Edina and one in Uptown. I think there's another somewhere. So there have been a couple places trying to crack that code of the bigger size, quick serve.
Yep.
You know, all these bowl restaurants are that, the Sweet Greens of the world and those things. But
I think a lot of those are overrated.
True food, they are. They're overrated and overpriced.
They are.
Oh, when you're getting $13 for a bowl of some quinoa and chicken in it, I'm like, why are we paying $13 for that? That's crazy. But
you're correct. There's too many of them.
But I think that the thing that this Oprah one that's called True Food has that the others don't is it has kind of a destination vibe. Like, say what you will about Starbucks, it has a feeling when you go there that you're somewhere.
Hang out.
Yeah, and this is what I think the True Foods are. They're going to have, you know, coffee and everything during the day. It'll be all-day service, and it's somewhere you can meet people for a glass of wine. And, you know, there's a lot of American cities that don't have that need it. The Tulsas, Oklahoma of the world, the Duluths of the world. Like, we need these restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's smart. Let's just do this. Give me one more item real quick with about a minute to go, and then we'll let you go, and I'll preview our show for the next day.
Oh, let's talk about Restaurant Week. Book it. It starts Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have all these special meals. Restaurants are now offering gluten-free and vegetarian, dairy-free, those things. So people have been asking for them. This is time to try them out. So, yeah, hop on, get your restaurant reservations now because it starts on Sunday, and a lot of the popular restaurants do sell out.
Thank you, Dara.
Thank you.
Great fun stuff with Dara, as always. Regular show, Saturday, 11 a.m., 2:52. That is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to learn why Lindus has served over 75,000 happy customers since 1979. All right, we're going for multiple politicians. Let's just say two politicians who, outside of loving America, that's it. They wouldn't agree on a single other thing. So we'll go and see what happens with those two individuals. Hopefully they both come through. My father, he'll come through. And also the Queen of England, just a minor little guest, the Queen of England, after sitting down with a man who wants to be King of America. That's coming up tomorrow. Thanks for listening. You can always send me an email, chad.hartman@entercom.com. We got to go.
One state, one lawn at a time. That's at 303 on WCCO and KMNB FM HD2, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.